presenting the Al Reed Show.
Such is life, life is what you make it. Such is life, show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin, if Mr. Gloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on, we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here he is, Al Reed.
Now, what's this coming down the road? The fire brigade. When you think of it, they do a wonderful job of work. They've got to be ready to meet all emergencies at any hour of the day or night. Just think of the planning and organisation that must go on behind the scenes. But, of course, it all depends on the harmony and teamwork between the captain and his men back at that station.
Right, men.
Now, we might as well face it. We've had a bad month. 27 fires reported. 10 false alarms. 6 we got there too late. 3 we went to the wrong address. And the only fire we can honestly say we put out was behind the gasworks when they were trying to burn that rubbish. Now, before we go any further, have we enough petrol? Well, now, I know you lot. If you can't find a pump with green stamps, you'll drive round first. I got another rocket for last Tuesday night. Fancy. Halfway to a fire and I had to ring the AA. Hello. You don't go rambling off. I've not finished yet. Come here, all of you. Hello. Kirby Street Fire Station. Yes. You want to report a fire? Right. What size is it? Well, what size was it before you came away? Oh, well, that... I say we should be able to manage that. Fennelly Street. Where's that? Yes, dear, I dare say it does, but we're not coming on the bus, are we? Wait a minute. I'll get a pencil. Wait till I get a pencil. Pencil. I can't find anything in this drawer. And who stuffed a Wellington boot round the back of it? Right, love, go on. Traffic lights, yes. Left at the bridge, I'm with you. Pass where? Wagon and horses on the right, we'll try. Isn't it that free house on the corner? I know it. Left onto the M1. Hey, you're going on a bit, aren't you? Hang on a minute, I've got a map on the wall. Out of me road, Kelly, and shift that Mac. Hello. Are you still there? You've given us a bit of a problem here. Yes. Well, it's just out of our area. Funniest thing in the world. The water point's on our side, the house is on the other. Hang on a minute, love. Has anybody got any suggests? Hey, I'll swear I can smell something burning. What's that smoke coming from under that door? Quick, somebody dial 999. The station's on fire.
I said, Betty, I said, you can sit there all night as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't worry me. She said, well, somebody's been talking and don't crack on, you don't know. I looked her straight in the eye. She flushed to the roots of her hair. She didn't know where to look. She said, Well, we're not in the habit of telling lies, are we, Pussy? I said, don't drag the cat into it, I said. I'm talking to you, she never answered. I said, she said, I think you owe me an apology. I said, I owe you. I said, I think you owe me. She said, you owe me, I owe you. And just then, there Fred walked in and she shut up like a clam. do forgive me. I forgot where I was there for the minute. I just hope you didn't think I'd had one or two. Mind you, we can all get at sixes and sevens at times, and especially when we've had one over the eight. And why not? You know what they say? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And we're all entitled to a night out with the boys now and again. As you totter down those stairs the morning after the night before, what greets you? I hope you know you came to bed stripped with your hat on. That's the wife from the kitchen. How do you mean, love? I heard you creeping upstairs, and you'll be breaking your neck one of these nights, hopping up and down that landing trying to get your pants off. I thought you were never going to come out of that bathroom. It was like a brass band in there. I don't know what they'll think next door, I don't. What with both taps full on and you moaning, oh, never again, never again. Now, we don't need... No, well, you jump in bed next to me again with that meat pie. Never mind breaking a piece off and saying, can I tempt you? It's like my mother says, you're too easily led. And see, the next time you get one of your pals to ring up from a pub saying you're delayed at the office, tell him to ring off before he shouts, anybody else's missus while I'm at it. I'll start having you followed now. That's enough. Well, I don't see why I should keep on waiting for you. Have you finished? It's every time I like. I can't even have you done. You'll come on me one of these nights and find me missing. Oh, go to...
Don't go away, because here and now, we're taking the lid off The Joys of Motoring. Excuse me, is this right for Skivington?
Eh?
Skivington.
Skivington. You're going miles out. You'll have to turn round, or better still, to save you turning round, nip up here and take the first to the left, go straight up that road as far as you can go. Then, when you get to the top, turn left, turn right again, and turn that radio off. Can't even myself speak. Now, follow the tram lines down a very steep hill until you come to where they've got the road up. When you get as far as some hoardings where it shows two girls in sweaters and says it's better with mustard, you'll know you're on the wrong road. Turn round, take the first on the right, then turn sharp left up a narrow lane. You can't miss it says no through road. That'll bring you out on the canal bank. Now, go over the second bridge. Now, you'll have to go straight up that, about a mile, up a very bad road. When you come to a brick wall, go straight on. And it'll bring you right opposite to where we're standing now. Then I should ask again. Here. This fella will tell you. Hey, I say. I don't think he knows where he is. Anyway, you go back the way you've come. Half right and right again where it says keep left. Now, carry on till you come to a pub in the middle of the road. Now, what's the name of it? I've had it on the tip of my tongue all day. I'll ask this fella. What's the name of that pub on the way to Skivington? With the horse trough on the side. Is it the Golden Ball? No, Golden Ball, no. You know the one?
where we have that rain tub outside and they found some beer in the water. Oh, the anglers are... No, is it? No. You can get bed and breakfast and they keep changing the barmaids. Oh, the fleece, is it? No, no, fleece. Where they have that case of stuffed pigeons and they serve lunches. Landlord breeds Scotch terriers and the only he drinks Irish whiskey. Been there for donkey's years. Oh, you want the old cock? No, I want the name of the pub. Anyway, forget it. When he gets there, he can go in and ask. What bar's giving it did you want?
Hey, town cent.
Town cent. Well, I wish you'd have told me. This is it. Mind you, before you can roam the highways and byways, you must learn to drive. And the only way is to take lessons from an expert instructor at any school of motoring. Sooner or later, you must venture into the thick of the traffic, and what an ordeal this can be for the instructor when he realizes that his life is in your hands. Now, steady. You're coming to a very busy crossing. Slow down, slow down, slow down. No, slow down, slow down. Now you're out. Now you brake, 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 you brake. You'll have to get those three pedals sorted out. Now pull round the other side of the bus. Pull round the other... No, the other side of the bus. Now put your arm out. Put your arm out. No, not across me. Your other arm. See, you won't get your arm out till you put your window down. Now hurry up. Don't stall it here. You'll not make it. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Now don't stall it, whatever you do. Now put her in second. In second. Second. You're in neutral. No use pressing your accelerator. Mind this fellow with the handcart. Hello? Hello? What's this bread band? What's this bread band? Now, where's he going with that? Now then, bomb, bomb. Watch him. Watch him. He's turning right in front. You're silly. Have you no sense? That wasn't altogether your fault. Now, let this car come past. Wave her on out of the way. Wave her on out of the way. It's a woman driver. You never know. Now, steady at the bottom of this. Steady at the bottom of this hill. Steady. This is a nasty one. The lights are against you. No, they're against you, against you. The lights are at red. Pull up, they're at red. Pull up, pull up. Pull up. Now, slide in behind this lorry. Whoa, 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 whoa. See, you don't need to get your bonnet right under its tailboard. See where we are now. See, he only has to reverse, then his brake off and come back. Look out! Look out! Hey, up! Blow it on! Blow it on! Reverse! Reverse! Get out of his way! Get out! Oh, never mind him at the back. It's every man for himself. Luke! 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 Pull her into the side and let's have a cigarette. Now, let's go back to the first lesson, learning to turn round. Now, let me get out first. Now, then. Left hand down. Left hand. Get your left hand right down. Left hand. No, your left hand. Left hand. No, your left hand. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Luke, when I say left hand, I mean left hand facing me. Is that clear? Now, we'll start again. Now, you'll have to come forward on your other lock. No, your other lock. Your other lock. Your other lock. You're on the pavement. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look, if you're trying to turn it over, I'll bring you block and tackle. You'll have to go back. No, go back. Go on a mile. Go on, go on, go on. Go on. See, don't keep watching that side. I'll watch that. If it'll help you at all, shut your eyes. Now, come forward as you are. Hard over. Forward. Forward, I said. You know, you're not helping me at all. Are you sure you wouldn't be better off learning the violin? Luke, perhaps it's me. Perhaps I'm putting you off.
Now, just do whatever you think's right. Go on, just do whatever's right. Now, watch him fetch a brush. But no matter what difficulties you get into on the road, the great thrill of owning a motor car is being able to put your foot down and passing everything on the road. Until one car passes you with a sign on the back which says, "Stop Police." What an embarrassing moment this can be. Now then, Mr. Officer. And how does this weather suit you? Honey, I bet you can bat about on a bit in that, can't you? That is the two carburetor job, isn't it, Mr. Honey, funny thing, I was nearly christened Gonzales. Honey, I was just telling my friend a steady 25 and you get there just as quick in the end. Honey, if you're worried about me back number plate, it's in the boot. Could I have your autograph, Mr. Honey, I'd have pulled up sooner, only I'm not too sure of my brakes, honey. But of course, with it not being my car. Honey, I'd give you a toughie, honey. I have none. You're going to boot me, aren't you? Of course, mind you, it's worthwhile owning a car if it's only for the children. What happier scene than a car full off on a family picnic? Can we have this with... No, you can't. And stop fiddling with that door. You'll have him out. He's jumping on the seat again. Sit down.
Shut up.
Shut up, the lot of you. I've been up since 4:30 this morning cutting sandwiches and I don't damn well want to go now. Will you pull up? He wants to whisper something. Of course, no matter what difficulties you get into on the road, you can obtain immediate help merely by telephoning from an AA or RAC box at any hour of the day or night. Hello? Hello? Are you the AA man? Well, I think you know me. You saluted me on the way to Blackpool. Honey, I didn't see you until you'd gone past and it was too late to do anything about it. Yes, yes. Well, as long as you didn't think I was being rude. Well, it was the wife who saw you. She's here with me now. Only if it'll make things right next time I see you, I'll present arms. Just a minute. Just a minute. He wants my name and address. Shall I tell him I'm living with your mother? Only we don't want him round there. You know what she is. Hello? Hello? Can you come and get us? Only we've read your book where it says you'll tow us to hotel. Only she fancies that one in Bognor Regis. Trouble? Oh, there's no trouble. In fact, we're looking forward to it. Oh, the car. It's 1927, August.
Only it never has run far. I mean, we have our own tow rope. Well, we've always been towed before because I know because that's why the RAC threw us out. Just a minute.
He says, have we got a membership card? Here, what was that club we joined to get that goose at Christmas? We're not tipping that up. Do you think it'll do if I tell him your mother's in the tockey? Hello? Well, I hope you can do something quick because her mother sat in the back. Only we've drained her off and jacked her up and she won't get out. Hello? Hello? Yes, I know you've got a breakdown truck out already. He's with us now. Yes. Yes. Well, that's what I'm ringing you for. Can you send another one? We've towed this one as far as we can.
Of course, the one thing about a motor car you can be sure about is that you never know when it's going to go wrong. The only way to put it right, of course, is to take it to a garage. Take this typical scene at a repair shop.
Hey there. You with the jaw back and side. He'll never throw a crumb to you. Hey there. Hey, Dummy. Any more tea in that jug?
We've got these two vans to start yet.
Oh, we're not finishing those tonight. We'll go home in that Rolls Royce coupe.
Hey, Dad. She'll never make a fool of me. Break it and... Hey, Jimmy. Have you had my 3/8 banner? Well, it's gone somewhere. It's not in my toolbox. I've searched every inch of this bench. It's not there. No, there's only one place it can be. Well, I'm not taking his engine out just to find that.
Of course, there's nothing like a motor car for making new friends. Take this typical conversation between two girls.
So, like I said...
There was a right crowd of them just come out of this dance. I could tell one of them had a car because I heard him say it won't take me long to warm her up. So,
I could see they were out for some fun. And this fella... Oh, he was a lovely fella. He came up straight away. No, straight away he came up and he put his arm round me, called me gorgeous. Oh, and he was strong. I said, watch where you've got your arm. You're squashing all my spot prizes. I thought, yes. You'll take a bit of watching in the pally glide. Anyway, he said, come on, kid. He said, I'm running you home in my car. Then he tried to lift me. Oh, and he was strong. I said, get off your daft thing. I said, there's people looking. He said, I wasn't kidding about the car. He said, you don't need to worry. He said, I'm taking you straight to your house. Well, I was terrified. For the first 2 miles, I thought he was going to until he passed it. Anyway, he pulled up under some trees. He said, we're all right here. He said, I've put the lights out. I thought, yes. And if you move any closer, I'll put yours out. He said, I don't suppose you believe me, but my name's Napoleon. I said, well,
I said, I'm not Josephine, but not tonight, just the same. Anyway, I got out and started running. Well, I thought he was never going to catch me up. He said, don't get alarmed. He said, but we've run out of petrol. I thought, here it comes. Here it comes. I wonder what he's trying now. So it was only when he stuck a tin in me hand and said, get 2 gallons, I realised he was telling the truth.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Suck it up.
For the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Silvertones, Alan Ainsworth and the augmented BBC Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Louise Trail for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.
That was the last of our Al Reed selections.